is on Shavuos. Okay. First of all, what is Shavuos? Shavuos is in the Torah written as Shavuot and Yom HaBikurim. The weeks, right? The Chag of weeks, right? Which needs to be understood. And the Chag HaBikurim, the Chag of bringing the first fruit. Okay, so we know what the first fruit is. The first fruit, Parshas Ki Tavo, was brought to the Beis HaMikdash, the first fruit of a person, right? Brought to the Beis HaMikdash for what? That all, what that which is first in a person is, like we say, Reshit Ono, the firstborn. Reshit Kochor, Rashi says. The beginning of something is the Koach of something, is the strength of something. So you're bringing your first fruit, you're bringing your Koach to Kodesh Baruch Hu, and you makriv it as a korban to Kodesh Baruch Hu, lohodot, to thank a Kodesh Baruch Hu for that he gave you koach. Also, it says that Shavuot is when nidon al perot ilan. We're judged in perot ilan. So this korban bikurim is connected that nidon on perot ilan. The Gemara says that Adam who eats hasadeh, a person is like the field, the tree of the field. And therefore the pears of the field, of the tree, what is that? That's the maisim tovim of a person, the good deeds. That's what it says. Eile told us Noach, the generations of Noach. What are the generations of Noach? Noach. He's maisim tovim. That's what Rashi says. The pear of a person is maisim tovim. So just as the fruit anidon, spiritually, a person's nidon on his maisim tovim. Shavuos is Yom Adin. Shavuos is Yom Adin. Yom Kippur is Yom Adin. They're both Matan Torah. The Matan Torah of Shavuos we lost because of Chet HaEgel. You still have Shaychus to it. That's why you celebrate Shavuos. That's the Luchot Rishonot. Yom Kippur, which is Luchot Shniot, which we're more Shaych to, is also Yom Adin. Both is Yom Adin. Shavuos is... It's more din on Leil Shavuos than is Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is a day of kapara, of mechila. Shavuos is more of a din. That's why we stay up the whole night on Shavuos. Mm-hmm. And it's brought down in the Ari that if a person stays up the whole night and he doesn't sleep even for a moment, muftachlo, he's promised, shiigmo shnatav, he'll finish his year without any bad happening. And the Ari brings from the Zohar the Makor, from Yushim Bar Yochai, brings a Makor. Nishlam Shnatav, will be completed his years. So you see that that night, your Nidon, and the actual Nidon is coming in the Tefillahs. We're going to explain. We'll explain all of this. Mm-hmm. But I want to explain to you the idea. What was the Chet of Adam HaRishon? We know, right? The Chet was he ate from the Eitz Hadas. The Ari brings, and it's brought in Midrashim Chazal, that the Eitz Hadas was seven bechinas, seven concepts of the lower world, from Chesed to Malchus, right? Malchus is Etrog, but the seven species, right, were the seven species of the Bikurim, i.e., the tikkun of that Chet, what was the Chet of Adam HaRishon? Chazal said that he ate, and then he was kofer betovato. He was kofer on the tova that Kodesh Baruch Hu gave him wife. And when Kodesh Baruch Hu said, "Why you did this?" he blamed his wife. Comes the bikurim to be a hakaras hatov. The man is makir tova. So the bikurim is a little bit of a tikkun of that chet of Adam HaRishon. Fruit come to fix the sin. The primordial sin of Adam HaRishon. Adam HaRishon's sin was that he didn't recognize the good that Kodesh Baruch Hu gave him, which was his wife. Right? Lo tov yot Adam levado. It wasn't good for man to be alone. Eselo eze kenegdo. Made him a wife. So he won't feel that loneliness. Man's existential crisis is being alone. When he ate from the tree of knowledge, right? Eitz Hadas, Tovara, right? We ate from it. And God asked him why. He blamed his wife. And Rashi says there that he didn't recognize the goodness that Kodesh Baruch Hu gave in giving him a wife. Comes the Bikurim, comes the first group, we bring our strength, our peirut, to Kodesh Baruch Hu, and we recognize that this koach, to bring out these first fruits, we're bringing our fruit to Kodesh Baruch Hu, lehodot, I'll be praising Kodesh Baruch Hu for the goodness he does for us. That's a fixing of the lack of appreciation of what Kodesh Baruch Hu did to us when we said, when we blamed, Adam Rishon blamed his wife for his predicament. Here the Bikurim were saying, thank you for all the good you did for us, and we're coming back to that recognition of good. So that's what the Bikurim come to fix. That's why is a little bit of a remez why Chag HaShavuot is a fixing of the Chet of Adam HaRishon. We're going to see what the real fixing is. Then it's called Shavuot. It's called weeks. Right? It's not called in the Torah Matan Torah. And I'm going to explain to you why it's not called Matan Torah. But it's called weeks. What's the weeks about? The weeks are about Sfiras HaOmer. You, from the second day of the Macharat HaShabbat, the day after Pesach, right? You count 49 days. 50th day you don't count. 49 days you can count because it's Shaykh to man. 49th level of purity is Shaykh to man. Man can reach that. The 50th day is beyond man. The 50th day is beyond man. Man can't reach the 50th day. So in Sfiras HaOmer, we can't reach the 50th level because the 50th level was Matan Torah. Torah is something beyond man. Torah really is not shaykh to this world. Like the Gemara says, the Malachim told Moshe Rabbeinu, Chem de Genuza, this treasure, this dear and dear treasure of yours. How are you giving it to people? How are you giving it to man? The Malachim knew what Torah was. They just didn't understand how man has any relevance to it. And God told Moshe Rabbeinu, we went up to Shemaim, to bring the Torah down into the world. Moshe Rabbeinu answered them, Yetzahara yeshbechem, you have Yetzahara, kine yeshbechem, kibud avayim yeshbechem, your parents. Well, they didn't realize, didn't read the Torah. You came out of Egypt, they didn't realize that. Of course it's written in the Torah. So what's this answer? What was the Havamina? No. The Torah has mitzvahs, but those same mitzvahs in the higher worlds mean different things. But when the Torah is brought down into this world, those mitzvahs are expressed in different ways. The Torah really is shared to the Malachim. So the answer is very simple. Torah really is not shared to man. The Gemara says that without Tal Torah, without the dew of Torah, you can't get Olam Haba. Because Torah is the process to Olam Haba. Olam Haba, the Rambam says, it's a Gemara. Tzadikim yoshvim, tzadikim sit, v'atarotem al roshem, and the crowns on their head, v'nenim miziv hashchina, and they enjoying the ziv, the radiance of the divine presence. That's Olam Haba. On Matan Torah, that's also Mashmin the Gemara. When Klal Yisrael heard the dibro from Kodesh Baruch Hu, there was tchias hamesim. There was it was considered resignation, reincarnation of the dead. Klal Yisrael were going to, through the receiving of the Torah, become reincarnated and going to Olam Haba. They were going to go to Eretz Yisrael, Mashiach, Olam Haba. Matan Torah fixed them completely from the Chet of Adam HaRishon. Had they heard the Torah Mipi HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Matan Torah was too hard for Klal Yisrael to accept. Because Matan Torah, the Torah itself, represents Olam Haba. Matan Torah, the Netina of Torah, is giving to Klal Yisrael something which really they can't hold. And that's the Gemara that it says, Na'aseh v'nishma. We said Na'aseh v'nishma. We will do, and then we'll understand, we'll hear. It says, the Gemara, it's Mashmin Gemara, they took on something which was too big for them. Because when Rava was sitting down, and he was learning Torah, and his fingers were bleeding, and the Kuti saw Rava, and the Kuti said, I'm a Paziza, non-thinking, quick people who put Pumayu lefnei odnayhu, who put their mouths before their ears, and they took on something which is too big for them. The Torah is killing you. You're bleeding to death, rather. Right? That's showing that it was beyond man, the receiving of the Torah. Aina sev nishma was something that Klal Yisrael, that Raz, that the Malachim say, they took on something that was bigger. Hint, they took on something that was bigger than them. That's why Torah, as matan Torah, has to be a present. Man can only go so far. Man only can go 49 steps. The 50th step is not shaykh to man. Matan Torah is not shaykh to man. It's a chiddush of matan Torah that God gave us the Torah. That's why Shavuos can be written in the Torah. Shavuos, which represents the weeks that we count up to matan Torah, and it says 50th days is Shavuot, that can be written in the Torah. Because we can count 49. The 50th we can't count. So up to 49 we can count. The 7 weeks. And the 50th day, which is the end of Shavuot, the end of the second 7 weeks, that can be hinted in the Torah. That can be mentioned in the Torah, because the 7 weeks are shaykh to us. The Sefiras Omer is relevant to us. We can get to the 49th level. Man through his toil can get there. But the 50th day he can't get. Matan Torah he can't get. That has to be a present. That has to be given to man. And the chiddush of Torah is, and that was the chiddush that the Malachim didn't understand, how can you give something so ruchani to man? It's not relevant to him. Man can't contain within himself. That's the chiddush of Matan Torah and the chiddush of Klal Yisrael. The Klal Yisrael, when they said Na'aseh v'nishma, took on something higher than themselves. And the whole concept of Matan Torah, the whole concept is bringing Torah into this world. That's what Torah is. And that's why when Moshe Rabbeinu said, Kine yesh bechem, Yitzir Mitzrayim, Kivud Ava'eim, whatever he said there in the Gemara, right? It's all about, the answer is about bringing the Torah into this world. That's why those things are said. Because the whole purpose of Matan Torah is that Klal Yisrael will be the vehicle through which HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings his Ratzon into this world. You understand? Now there's a very big minhag on Leil Shavuos, which is called when we read Al-Pi the Ari, it's brought from the Zohar, that we read 3 psukim at the beginning of the parasha and 3 psukim at the end of the parasha. And we go through all the Kaf Dalet Sfarim, we go through all the 24 Sfarim. It's a special tikkun. Chassidim do it, Sfarim do it. It's Al-Pi the Ari, Al-Pi the Zohar. There's also beginning to learn the whole night. It's also beginning. So both things a person should do if he can, if it's your minag. What is it? It's called Kishute Kala. It's called the beautification of the Kala, the bride. So these 24, what's a kishut? What's beauty? What's a kishut? A kishut is like an ornament or a makeup that you put on the kala. So there's kishut on the face, there's 12 kishutim on the face, there's 12 kishutim on the body of the kala. Not going into it, but that's how it works. Now, by saying those svarim, what's kishut? Kishut in Aramaic means emet. It also means beauty, to beautify. The kashet means to beautify. To beautify something means what? If you have a nice eyes, a knife, whatever, nose, whatever. So by exemplifying it, by adding to it something that makes it noticeable, shows its beauty. So kishut is there to make something noticeable. But only if it itself is beautiful. So the Kaf Dalet Sfarim, which is the 24 Sfarim that every Talmud Chacham should know, right? When we read those psukim, we're saying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, see what's written there? From the beginning to the end is in me. That beauty is in me. And I'm showing you the kishut. I'm putting on myself like some sort of noticeable thing to show you that beauty. In other words, before Alot HaShachar, before comes the Tefillahs, which is the time for the Matan Torah, I'm telling Kodesh Baruch Hu, all that's written in those 24 Sfarim, it's a beauty innate to me. I want to keep them. I'm keeping them and want to keep them. And if I fail keeping them, it's not really me. You understand? That's what reading those 24 Sfarim are. You understand what I'm saying? Now, that's what you do then. You take the Kala with the Kishutim, and in the morning, what do? You go, just before the morning, you go to the mikveh. So we're like taking the Kala, which is, represents the Shekhinah, which we're going to bring into this world through the receiving of the Torah, which is going to happen very soon. We go to the mikveh, that's why we have the minute to go to the mikveh. And then the tefillot of Shacharit and Musaf is like, so to speak, the Chatuna. It's like, you know, Shacharit is like under the chuppah, and Musaf is Cheder Yichud. And by Musaf time, we're one with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Kutche Brichu Varei Sechadu. That's Kabbalah Satara. So it's very important, those two tefillahs. Says the Ben Ish Chai, it's the fruit of all your avoda on all of Sfiras HaOmer, on all of Shavuos night, is Tfilas Musaf. So he says, you stayed up the whole night. If you're staying up the whole night, make sure you're awake for your Tfilas Musaf. And your Tfilas Musaf is said with a lot of kavana, because that's the pre, that's the fruit of this whole, that's the yichud with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. It's like a chasna. You dress up the kala, she puts on a beautiful dress, that's the kaftalat sfarim, right? Before the chasna, you count up. I remember my daughter, when she got married, she put down literally Sfiras HaOmer. She got that married, Lag BaOmer. But she wrote down how many days it was to her chasna. And each day she used to cross it out. She's coming towards her chasna. That's Sfiras HaOmer. We're counting up, we're preparing for this big day. It's a chasna with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Becoming one with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. How do you become one with the Kodesh Baruch Hu? Receiving the Torah. When's that done? Musaf. It's a very important tefillah. Then there's a big inyan afterwards. There's a thing called Kivtzei Atzeret and the Shtei Alechem that was brought on Shavuos. It's a big inyan, the Shtei Alechem. That's done by your first suud that you eat afterwards, like the kiddush you eat afterwards. It's brought down b'shem the Ari and other Sfarim, that the eating of the meal, dafka bread, you can eat it with your cheesecake. It's a big inyan. It's like the hakrava, the bringing of the Shtei Alechem. It's connected, bringing the two breads that were brought on Shavuos as an offering. So it's a big, big inyan, Shavuos. If you understand, basically what Musaf is for Shavuot is like Ni'ila on Yom Kippur. And that chitun, that kirva with the Kodesh Baruch Hu is Yom Adin. Because when you come close to a person, there's a lot of expectations. The closer you are to a person, the more he expects from you. If you come home to your wife and you don't tell her hello, she's expecting you to say hello, she'll be annoyed with you. Or ignore her, she'll be annoyed with you. If you ignore the guy outside, right, you pass by, right, the garbage collector, so you said, didn't say hello today, big deal. You don't have a relationship with him. The stronger the relationship, the higher the expectations. Shavuos is a time of a very strong relationship. That's why you have to be prepared for it. That's why we have to tell the Kodesh Baruch Hu. It's part of tshuva. That's the tshuva we do. The kishute kala in the evening is tshuva. We're saying, we want to connect with you. We want to prepare for you. It's like when a king comes. Same thing, same word said on Yom Kippur. When a king comes to the city, we prepare with proper begodim, with proper clothes. What does the proper begodim mean? Proper midas, proper way of behaving. We prepare with learning Torah. We prepare with dressing up. We go to the mikveh. We metar ourselves. We purify ourselves. It's a big time. We have to be prepared for such a big time. And we stay up the whole night in preparation to receive the Torah in the morning. The receiving of the Torah is two shlavs. It's shachris, which is chuppah, and musaf, which is yichud. We're one with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's why when we say Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, that's the time for the yichud. When we say Echad. Echad means one with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. All there is in the world is the achdus of Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's Matan Torah. The clarity, that clarity of achdus, that clarity that all there is in this world is just the rotzen of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, and I'm one with that rotzen, that's Kabbalah Satera. That's why when Rabbi Akiva died, he died with Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Rabbi Akiva, who was the semel of Torah, who represented Torah, his death was when he reached that recognition of Echad. That's what Matan Torah is. And that's what we prepare for it in the way I say, explained. The preparation is that we want to be one with this Torah. We want to be one with this Ratzon. Okay? We read Megillah's verse, and also David HaMelech was... We also eat Megillah's verse on Shavuot. Why? Rus HaMoabi was a Giyorit. Right? A Ger, the concept of Giyorit is the concept of what Klal Yisrael was in Shavuot's night. We came from being Akum, from non-Jews. We became the Jewish people on Shavuot's night in the receiving of Torah. So that's Gerus. That's what Gerus is. Shavuot's night is the Gerus of Klal Yisrael. We dunk in a mikveh like a Ger. All the things we do. The Rosh Hashanah of Shavuot, right? The difference between Rosh Hashanah and Rosh Hashanah of Shavuot is like, it's Peres Ilan. It's when we're judged on how we brought our potential into the world. I.e. Torah, what is Torah? Torah is, like I explained to you, Torah is bringing the Rotzen of Kodesh Baruch Hu into the world. That's Matan Torah. So Shavuot, you're judged on how you brought Kodesh Baruch Hu's Rotzen, i.e. your Rotzen, into the world. Rosh Hashanah is a different judgment. The judgment on Rosh Hashanah is more a judgment on where you are, where you're holding, where you are now. How close are you to the fixing of the Cheder of Adam Rishon? And the process from Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, to Shmini Atzeret, is the tshuva of your failure in fixing the Cheder of Adam Rishon. It's a different avoda. When Klal Yisrael said Na'aseh V'Nishma, they got crowns, they got ketarim. These crowns are their higher persona, the spiritual self. Right? Chochma and Bina, whatever you want to call it. It's like Tosefet Neshama, which Goyim don't have, which separates Klal Yisrael from the Goyim. They don't have this Tosefet Neshama. This Tosefet Neshama, this additional Neshama, only comes to man through how much he's connected to Torah. A Torah gives man that. The fact that Klal Yisrael receives the Torah, that Goyim don't have Torah, that's what Mavdil Klal Yisrael, that's what separates Klal Yisrael from Umos HaOlam. That special crowns that Klal Yisrael, and that's really Olam Haba. Those crowns, those Ketarim, Chochma and Bina, right? Is Olam Haba. That's why Shabbos is Olam Haba, Me'ein Olam Haba. Because Shabbos is also a time. Shavuos, the original Shavuos, was on Shabbos. Because Shabbos is Me'ein Olam Haba. That's when we get at these Ketarim. That means every week, in a certain sense. That's why it's a week, if you understand. It's 7 days. It's a week. It's also a Shavua, Shabbos. But it's innate to the reality of the world. That's why we say, Vayechuli, right? We say, Yom HaShishi. Rashi says Yom HaShishi, and Dafkin, when we say Yom HaShishi Vayechul HaShemayim Va'aretz, we say the sixth day. What does Rashi say? The sixth of Sivan, the Matan Torah. The whole world didn't come to its proper foundation till Matan Torah. And that's when's it hinted? What day is it hinted? It's in the Kiddush. Yom HaShishi, it's in the Kiddush of Shabbos. Because Shabbos is Shavuos in a sense, or Shavuos is Shabbos. It's both Me'ein Olam Haba. Let's explain to you why Shavuos is not really relevant to us. It's a present that Kadosh Baruch Hu gives us, Baal Kocho, Tachat HaHaka, HaHaka Gigis. It was given to us Baal Kocho because Klal Yisrael couldn't receive the Torah. They weren't able to get to that level of Torah. And that's the Chiddush of Shavuot, that we were given something which was beyond man. And the Klal Yisrael, for that reason, we do not exist in the normal realms of this world. Yitzchak was born, and Yitzchak represents Gvur, represents Shavuot. Yitzchak was born when Avram and Sarah were taken outside the realms of the normal workings of the world, and then was Avraham and Sarah. And Kodesh Baruch Hu showed them beyond the celestial concept of the world that only there in the spiritual worlds can Yitzchak be born to Sarah and Avraham. Mm. I.e., Kairosol don't really exist in the really physical world. We really exist only in the spiritual worlds. That's why when a Jew, Chas V'Shalom, goes away from Torah, he loses himself. He's lost. He'll also... That's why bad happens to a Jew when they go away from Torah. It's because we can't exist in the physical world. That's the mashal of Rabbi Akiva with a fish. You leave the water, you leave the Torah, you're on dry land. The fish can't live on dry land. That was the mashal of the Shualim, of the foxes. Right? The whole Gemara there. That's the concept. Matan Torah is giving Klal Yisrael a chiyut. It's giving Klal Yisrael our ability to live. Without Torah, we can't live. That's why every day we say, Ki hu chayenu. It's our life. We're not joking when we say that. Va'orach yameinu, the length of our days. Ubehem yegei yomam v'alayla. If it's something we live by, we have to learn it all the time. It's air to breathe. Torah shelamati ba'af. Torah you learn with your nose. Why you learn Torah with your nose? Because you breathe with your nose. Torah is like breathing. Can you live without breath? No. That's what we have to recognize on Matan Torah. That recognition of how fundamental Torah is to us. Like a breath of air. So you can't live without a breath of air. You understand? Like the fish in the waters. Exactly. Fish can breathe only underwater. They can't breathe on dry land. They die. They suffocate on dry land. We without Torah suffocate. We can't live.